The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and welcome to this special broadcast of Psychic View. Part of the reason I'm doing it today on a special day is I wanted to announce to people that used to tune in this time zone that my program is typically aired live Fridays at 9 a.m. And I've launched a new column, which is called Vegas Astrology. So there's a vegasastrology.com website where you can actually read about your October vibration for your sign. So it's all cool. So I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hi, this is Mary. How are you doing?
Oh, hi, Mary. What's your question for me today?
I am going on a trip to see a man that I've been seeing for over 2.5 years. When he comes here, he's on vacation. It's the first time I am going to him in his area and seeing him on his daily basis. And I want to know what could, if anything, come out of this or... where this relationship may be going.
So here's the thing, is that what it's saying here, right smack in the middle of your cards, be open to receiving your blessings, okay? Because this whole thing is about you deciding if this is the man that you actually want to move forward with. The funny thing is I don't see anything bad happening on the trip. I actually see that you have a pretty pleasant time. So here's the thing. Instead of, you know, my mom used to say, don't borrow trouble. That's what my mom used to say. So the anticipation of what you think might go wrong, it's almost like praying for what you don't want.
Okay. So I'm just really kind of going into this as, I had a really bad marriage and so did he. So I'm going into it very cautiously.
Okay, but so is he. So here's the thing, is it's not like you met this dude online and you've never seen him before and it's a sort of raw meeting. You've met him before, you've been with him, it's a couple years, now you get to see his stomping grounds. So what I would do before I went on the trip if I was you is I would look in the city and look at things you'd like to see while you're there. So a little tiny bit of being a tourist. Little tiny bit. So if there's some landmark you've never seen and you're going to his city, go see it. I don't care if it's the biggest ball of twine. Whatever it is, go with him to see it. And then if you find any buy one, get one free coupons or sort of touristy things, bring that with you too. Because what it's saying here is that this is actually a very pleasant trip. And that part of what happens here is you finally get to let go of what the past and what was not working for you. So I'm just telling you, this is going to be a way more pleasant trip than I think you're thinking it's going to be. So I am voting to go. All right, Mary, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Have a wonderful...
All right, I've got somebody here from the... 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello, 702. Hi, 702. Who's this?
Hi, this is Minerva.
Oh, hi, Minerva. You haven't called into the program in a while. What's your question?
So I had I relocated my entire family to Texas recently.
Oh my!
And I had a second interview last week on Tuesday or Wednesday, and kind of waiting to hear back from them. And I'm just wondering if you see this as my next gig.
Actually, I do see a job offer for you, but it's funny because I see more than one. What's interesting here is that if the job offer presented to you from this company appears to be incredibly cheap or undervaluing what you bring to the table, I would put off the decision for 3 weeks. So, and I know you really want to jump into a job, and that's fine. But what I'd like you to say is let me discuss this with my family, and I will phone you back shortly or soon. And what you do in the meantime is you still pursue other opportunities, because what it's saying here is that your intuition right now is guiding you. So if you decide to take this job that will be presented to you according to this, if you decide to take this job, I want you to immediately start looking for the next job.
Okay. Yeah, I've been constantly looking. It's been 3 months.
Okay. So then again, if your gut and your intuition tells you to take the job because it's the only one on the table and it's been a little scarce for you to find something, see, what I don't understand is that because we've talked before. So what I don't understand is with your amazing background, with your education, with your experience, and the fact that you're fully bilingual, it blows my mind that people would undervalue you.
Thank you, Mona. I appreciate that.
So, and that's the vibration that I want you to go into is, I bring a lot to the table, and I'm bilingual. So, see, here's the thing, is that you being in Texas, perfect place for someone with your background. So I'm just telling you that I actually think that if you take this job, it is temporary, because what I'm getting is that you'll probably find a job that pays you $20,000 more a year within a few months after you take this job. So I'm getting that this one may be just temporary, and that you may stay there less than a year, because the next job that is actually really worthy of the skills you bring to the table is about to be presented to you. So,
okay.
All right, gal pal, thanks for the call.
Thank
let
you.
Me know
love
what
you,
happens.
Emma.
Don't be a stranger. Okay, bye.
All right, sweetie.
Okay. Bye. All right, I'm going to go to area code 610. Hello, 610. Who's this?
Hey, this is Trudy.
Oh, hi, Trudy. What's your question?
Just anything, advice, like in general.
Okay, so give me a specific subject, because usually when people want that sort of general thing, they actually book a session with me. My program's designed to actually answer a specific question. So do you have one that I can help you with today?
Do you recommend, like, what websites do you recommend me going on? Like, I have this one that is telling me about the phases of the moon and the predictions for each moon cycle. Do you have anything other interesting websites?
Oh, that's funny. So you want me to advertise somebody besides me?
I know you mentioned yours too. Like, what was yours again?
So my website is mona.vegas, so www.mona.vegas. And you can check out your astrology sign on vegasastrology.com. But I'm going to tell you this. What it's saying is the biggest thing that will help you is taking a step in any direction. So it's not about reading about what is going to happen. It's about actually getting outside of your house to make things happen. So what I keep getting here, and you know, this is a little more general than I normally go with someone, but the big immediate vibe that I get with you is that you're spending way too much time sitting around waiting for something to happen instead of putting yourself in front of people that can help you make things happen. Because what I'm getting here is that there's a friend that will connect you to a job or an opportunity if you just reached out to them. Could be a former coworker, it could be a family member, it could be a friend. But you got to get your butt out of the house and not wait for the UPS guy to deliver your life to you. What I keep getting here is that the more you actively engage in participating in life, the opportunities start to present themselves. But you got to get outside of your house. So I hope that helps. And I hope you have a really great day. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Thanks.
All right. I'm going to go to area code. Hold on. I'm going to go to the person who's been holding almost the whole program. I'm going to go to area code 929. Hello, 929. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. This is Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. What's your question?
Yes. Okay. So currently I'm in a business commuting, it's called business commuting class, and it specializes in administrative assistant. So I'm going to start looking for a new job. I think after the new year will be a good time. And I see some companies coming around. I am intuitive, but I would like to know which company to go with. Because it's not definitely not the first one. But I'm picking up energies.
So I'm getting two men that are going to be very helpful to you. One man is somebody that needs somebody to organize him. Because when he is organized and can concentrate on one thing at a time, he's brilliant. And because you have a certain amount of finesse to deal with people that he just doesn't have the patience for, what it's saying here is that this guy, not only would he pay you well, but he'd give you a lot of flexibility in your schedule. The second man that's coming up here might be somebody connected with the job you're doing now. So if the job you're doing now is pretty flexible and you could actually work from home, you may end up doing both jobs.
All right. That sounds excellent.
So here's the thing. The guy that I'm seeing for you, I think he might be connected in real estate. So it's almost as if he's looking for an admin person to answer his phones, to learn about the kind of back end of the real estate industry. But he's a little scattered. So when he can say, oh, my gosh, just call Lisa. Lisa will take care of it. Lisa's my person and handles my schedule. The funny thing is that you work for him, but you can also do the admin stuff with the other job and actually make a little bit more money. So you're not, according to this, you're not quite ready to jump in full time to do intuitive readings, although you may do that down the road. But what it's saying here is that right now we got to get practical. And by the way, you could have this other job within the next couple of months if you wanted it. So it could be you find it in the next couple months, you start it in January. Do you see what I mean? I want you to look now.
All right. I will start looking now.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you. Okay. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Thank
bye.
You.
All right. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the... I'm going to go to area code 831. Hello, 831. Who's this?
Hi. Good morning. My name is Christina. Thank you for taking my call. How are you?
Hi, Christina. I'm good. What's your question for me today?
The question I have is I wanted to know if I am – it's really hard to do because I've been – I love this person very much, and I've been not setting any boundaries, and he's become uglier and uglier in his personality. But I've seen him in this his character that he can choose to be in full time if he wants. But in order to be with me, he's going to have to honor, love, and respect me. And what I'm feeling is break up, end it. And let them know if you want to be with me, this is what I need, and just allow time to pass. And I'm visualizing him coming into that character, and if not, it'll come to me in another person when the time is right. What do you see happening because I have never gone more than a month without giving in to him.
Okay, so here's what I'm getting, is that this seems like the initial attraction between the two of you was incredibly sexual, and what it's saying here is that now you're actually looking to uncover the truth of who this person truly is, and he is scared to death of someone basically shattering the persona that he's created, because I'm getting a little bit of a sociopath vibe with him, that he behaves the way he so he behaves the way he needs to behave in order to get what he wants. But what's interesting is that he won't let the relationship go to a deeper level that actually has the vibe of being in partnership. So, having said that, what I'm getting here is that right smack in the middle of your cards, you have the highest card a woman can get in a reading. And if you're familiar with tarot at all, in my deck it's called Inner Voice, but in traditional tarot it's called the High Priestess. It is the highest spiritual card a woman can get. So the reason why he's still drawn to you is that there's something about you that he's drawn to something about you because in a way he wants you to be bossy of him and tell him what to do. And I don't mean in a dominatrix sort of way, but he wants you to tell him what to do. So when you sort of wimp out and you cave in a way he's sort of disappointed by it. I know it's a weird game, but what you say next is, I can't play this back and forth game with you. You're not letting your guard down with me. The way to be with me will be this. And you actually list three rules. The first rule is, when you tell me you're going to call, you call. The second rule is, we don't talk about any past relationships moving forward. And the third rule is, you treat me with respect in the same manner that I'm treating you. Which, by the way, you could just go with rule number three for all of it.
Oh, I love it. Saying. I mean, I really like how you listed that.
Right, because what I'm getting here is I'm tired of you sitting around on a Saturday when he told you he was going to call and then he doesn't frickin' call.
Right.
So what you're going to do now, fabulous Christina, is you're going to say, look, we have this amazing attraction. I want to make sure there's more than that. But if you're not willing to find out if there's more than that, then I have to let you go. And I have to look at you like a cruise ship romance that had a possibility, but one of us wasn't willing to take it to that level. So I love you, because you do. I love you, but I can't really get to know you and find out if that love's real.
Yes, and do you see with me for the first time actually not backing down and doing it, because there's something clicked in me finally after all this time, and do you see him coming around in about 3 months?
Okay, sweetie, I'm going to say something that's going to sound a little harsh. You ready?
Oh, no, just tell me. I can just take it, yes.
Okay, don't be a pussy.
Good, I love that.
Okay. So, in other words, that's usually a criticism for a guy, right? When a guy's being a pussy, right? You know, guys will tease each other, go, don't be a pussy kind of thing. But the thing is that, in my opinion, and this is the first time I've ever said this on air, and I've been doing over almost 700 broadcasts, when I say to a woman, don't be a pussy, I'm actually meaning that in two different ways. First, don't be a wimp. And secondly, don't be the thing that you think he might only be attracted to.
Okay. Don't be the thing that I think he might only be attracted to. I'm trying to understand what that means. Like,
okay. In other words, if a man's only interested in you in sex and he's only interested in pussy, do you see what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
So,
Okay.
Yeah. So when I tell you don't be a pussy, I'm actually telling you, don't be a wimp and don't be just one dimension to him.
Yeah, I want him to love me as much as my pussy. Not to be rude, but I want him to love me. Me, you know, that's a gift.
Oh,
but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's got to be equal. And if not, you know, and he doesn't believe I'll do it because he's never seen me do it because I've never,
right. So,
in a many years.
Okay. You've wasted a lot of time on this dude. So now what
you do
is you take a big step back. You don't even have to say anything. Just take a big step back. Do not immediately respond to his phone calls. Do not immediately respond to his texts. When he calls you because, oh my God, it's Saturday at 4:00 and he hasn't made other plans that might be better than spending time with you, then when he calls you at 4:00 on Saturday, you don't answer the phone.
Okay.
Because you got to hold back your own impulses because, the sex part with him is great, but I'm telling you, if you want more than that, you're going to have to show him a backbone, my girl.
Okay.
You're going to have to show him that you're made of more cool stuff than he thinks, all right? Because every time you pick up the phone, he's like, oh, good, I'm going to get some tonight.
Exactly.
So now when you don't pick up the phone and he's like, oh, my God, maybe something's wrong. Now he goes to something deeper. But you have to be willing to make him wait for it.
Okay.
You
make him
be
dig deep.
To make him wait. Exactly.
Do you think it would be about 3 months?
Awesome to talk to you.
Okay.
Basically, I usually just answer one question. So if you want to book a session with me, just give me a call, honey. Talk to you soon.
Honey, you're amazing.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Take care of no one. Okay. All right. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 402 area code. Hello, 402. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Leilani.
Have
a question.
Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, too.
What's
I'm
your
glad
question?
You're doing well. My question was, I am similar to the last caller. I was just wondering, like, I'm at a crossroads in this relationship that I'm in, and it's it's very confusing because my body says one thing and my mind says another, and there's a lot of misunderstanding,
right.
And half of the reasons why we're fighting are not even valid. So I'm just wondering, like, what do you see? I mean,
so here's the thing. This is not a bad man. All right, he's not a bad dude. But the funny thing is that he doesn't really know what he wants career-wise, which is a really weird wrench for me to throw in your direction connected with this question. So what I want you to do is I want you the next time he reaches out to you, the next time you guys are together, I want you to talk about his career future. And the way you bring it up is you do it in such a way that he doesn't get defensive. So, because he does. So what you say is, you know, I've known you for whatever amount of time. I want to tell you that these are the things, I think these are the gifts you bring to this lifetime. And you tell him three things that you think are pretty cool. And do not put sex in one of those three things. Okay?
Right.
Just say, I really love the way you figure this out. I really love that you fixed my toilet when you were here last time. Whatever it is. What three things that you admire about him that have nothing to do with sex, okay? Then you say, in a career, these things would be pretty awesome. And you list a couple of things that he could do that might be the next level from what he's doing right now, or it could be something that's totally different. But then you ask him, what is your dream job? Because when you go into that vibration with him, what's going to happen is that now he looks at you like you're his best friend. Now, when you guys are intimate, it's because you actually really give a crap about him, right? And then the big test after you kind of get him to open up to you is you see if he asks you the same questions back. But this is not a bad man. He's very different than anybody else you've ever dated. I like him, okay? So if you want to make this work, you're going to have to take a little tiny step back and treat him more like a best friend than a lover.
Okay.
Because as soon as you do that, Leilani, everything shifts with him. So I'm telling you, if you want this man, you can have him.
You just got to now treat him as though the two of you have been together for 5 years and having conversations and dialogues like this is normal. You see?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, gal pal.
Thank you.
Got to go. Thanks for the call.
You too. Bye.
See ya. Okay, bye.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.